This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scotland Yard announced yesterday that one of the package bombs discovered last month was about 6 hours away from exploding. Had the package actually made it into an air cargo hold, it might well have blown up a plane somewhere over the east coast of the U.S. The group responsible is called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. And as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, U.S. officials are increasingly convinced the group was not working alone.
Investigators are working under the theory that Al-Qaeda's core leadership may have had a hand in the foiled attack. One reason? The plot was just too sophisticated for AQAP to pull off on its own.
AQAP has shown itself to be so deviously or fiendishly clever.
Bruce Hoffman runs the Security Studies Program at Georgetown University.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that they cooked this up and then had the wherewithal to look for the expertise to make it possible.
Expertise from Al-Qaeda's core leadership itself. Intelligence officials say there's evidence that Al-Qaeda Central is reaching out to affiliates like never before. It's sending messengers with strategic guidance and real-world expertise to its various groups. Consider Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It's had trouble launching a successful plot. Last year, one of its operatives tried to kill the head of Saudi intelligence. He managed to blow himself up, but the Saudi intelligence chief survived. Last Christmas Day, the group tried to down a U.S. airliner. That bomb failed to go off as well. U.S. officials tell NPR that those failures are one reason why Al-Qaeda's leadership is becoming more hands-on. Bruce Hoffman says Al-Qaeda Central is just being a good boss.
A good manager also knows when to step in and provide the top-down guidance that can take an idea off the drawing board and implement it.
And that's what's kind of different, since they hadn't been doing that before?
I think there was much less of it.
Intelligence officials tell NPR it appears that Al-Qaeda Central is trying to impose a kind of unified command. And officials say the man they've put in charge of that is an Egyptian named Saif al-Adl. He's a longtime member of core Al-Qaeda, and he fled to Iran a short time after the 9/11 attacks. He had been under house arrest there until just this past April. A short time later, U.S. intelligence noticed Al-Qaeda core's changing relationship with affiliates. Among other things, there's been new pressure on affiliates to work more closely together. Since last spring, AQAP and another group called Al-Shabaab, which is Al-Qaeda's arm in Somalia, have been sharing personnel, ammunition, and training.
The affiliates, most of, as you pointed out, were regionally focused, are now seeing the advantages of coordinating more closely amongst themselves.
Rick Nelson is a terrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And now you're seeing them be more aggressive, and what they're getting is a return on their investment by this aggressiveness. They're seeing their ranks of individuals that they're able to recruit to increase. They're seeing their international profiles increase, and it's serving their purposes quite well, because ultimately what it will do is help them with their regional grievances.
A new coziness between Al-Qaeda's Yemeni and Somali affiliates has U.S. officials particularly worried. That's because dozens of U.S. residents joined Al-Shabaab over the past couple of years, including many Somali Americans from Minneapolis. Most of them carry U.S. passports, and officials worry they could slip back into this country to launch an attack. When Al-Shabaab was focused on the fight in Somalia, that was less of a worry. Now that they've joined hands with Al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen, those recruits are more of a threat. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.